could be one of 10 lucky to take home a chance in monthly prizes, all with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Monetary policy rate reduced. FRA pays out 300 million kwacha to Muchinga farmers. In global news, wife and son of Gabon's ousted leader given 20-year jail term in two-day corruption trial. Good afternoon. With the main news on Phoenix, my name is Mutolo Mwamba. The Bank of Zambia, BOZ, has reduced the monetary policy rate by 25 basic points to 14.25% from 14.50% for the fourth quarter of 2025. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, Bank of Zambia Governor Dr. Denny Kalialia says the Reserve Bank has decided to reduce the policy rate due to continued decline in inflation, which stood at 11.9% in October 2025. Dr. Kalialia has expressed optimism that the decision to reduce the MPR will lead to a further decline in inflation in both the medium and long term. He has further disclosed that the inflation outlook for this year remains stable, moving toward the target band of 6 to 8%. Dr. Kalialia says this trend has been driven by the continued reduction in the prices of key commodities such as millet, fuel and various non-food items. Meanwhile, the central bank has disclosed that it has withdrawn 13.7 billion kwacha of old currency from the market, with 1.1 billion kwacha still on the market.
Although inflation is coming down, it is still outside the target band. We also see that the expectations of players out there, though they are coming down, they are still elevated. Geopolitical tensions are easing, they haven't quite gone away. Therefore, as a commission, we thought that it was important to move cautiously, and hence our reducing the monetary policy rate by 25 basis points.
The Food Reserve Agency, FRA, has so far paid over 300 million kwacha to farmers in Muchinga province for the maize supply to the agency during the just-ended 2025 crop marketing season. FRA Public Relations Coordinator John Chipandwe says 15,000 have so far been paid, and payments to the remaining farmers have continued and underway in various banks. Mr. Chipandwe has assured farmers yet to be paid that their payments will soon be made following additional sourcing of funds by government.
342,745,000 kwacha. So that amount has been paid to a total of 15,000 farmers that supply their crops, their maize, to be specific, to the Food Reserve Agency here in Muchinga province.
And Muchinga District Commissioner David Siame says farmers should be patient during the process, as government is ensuring every farmer is paid.
Producing maize is one thing, but also securing our maize stocks is another thing. And for us as a province, as a district, we are very lucky because we do have Tazara. You know, Tazara is quasi-government. We've got warehouses there, which we can accommodate quite a number of maize stocks.
Meanwhile, the farmers who have received payment have commended government but called for more payment points to fasten the process.
Mamba lokula kongola bakaloba.
Wanganu Member of Parliament Stephen Kampiongo has maintained that the election of Mao Sampa as Patriotic Front President PF and Morgan Ngona as Secretary General was illegal. Testifying before Lusaka High Court Judge Concept Zulu this morning, Mr. Kampiongo said the gathering held on the 23rd of October 2023 under Mr. Sampa's leadership did not meet the requirement outlined in the PF Constitution. He explained that the event lacked at least 500 delegates from each province and was not convened by a properly constituted national council. Mr. Kampiongo told the court that the proposed extraordinary general conference was not summoned by the party's central committee, that necessary notice was issued to entitled members, and that key provisions governing the PF electoral process were ignored. He argued that the meeting had no authority to elect leaders or confer mandates, adding that its resolutions were now void due to the absence of proper procedure and quorum. The case stems from a lawsuit filed by 7 Patriotic Front members of parliament who are seeking a permanent injunction to restrain Mr. Sampa from holding himself out as party president, and are also asking the court to declare all decisions, appointments and records arising in the 24th October 2023 meeting now and void. The MPs include Mprokoso MP Brian Mundowile, Kamfinsa MP Christopher Kangombe, Chitambo MP Remember Mutale, Chiluwi MP Mulenga Fuwe, Lunte MP Ndotoka Fuaya, Lupososhi MP Emmanuel Musonda, and Party Secretary General Raffo Nakachinda. The trial is currently underway in the Lusaka High Court, with several senior PF officials aligned the Given Luwinda-led faction in attendance. Chairman North Member of Parliament Yotam Mutayachalo has welcomed the extension of the voter registration exercise, saying it will allow more eligible Zambians to register and participate in the 2026 general elections. Mr. Mutayachalo has, however, cautioned that the extension alone may have limited impact if challenges in the issuance of national registration cards, NRCs, are not urgently addressed. He has described both the voter registration and national registration card issuance as among the most poorly managed in the country's history, citing logistical challenges that have hindered citizens' access to essential registration services. Mr. Mutayachalo has since urged relevant institutions to take immediate corrective measures to ensure that the 2026 elections are transparent, free, fair and credible.
Never in the history of this country have we witnessed the poor manner in which the voter registration and the issuance of national registration cards have been conducted due to many logistical challenges, and as such we don't know whether this is by design or both the EFZ and the Department of National Registration were not ready for the two exercises. Therefore, I would like to take this opportunity to appeal both to EFZ and the Department of National Registration to up their games and immediately take corrective measures and ensure that, like previous general election, the 2026 general election is transparent, free, fair and credible.
Meanwhile, advocates for national development and democracy and codes on political parties, civil society organizations and faith-based institutions supplement the Electoral Commission of Zambia. It is a voter registration exercise effort to ensure wider citizen participation. And Executive Director Samuel Banda has expressed concern that many key stakeholders have remained passive while the ECZ works to encourage citizens to register, warning that limited outreach, especially in rural areas, could affect voter turnout in future elections.
So far, we have not seen meaningful efforts from NGOs, civil society organizations or political parties to reach our rural areas through workshops, community meetings or awareness campaigns to mobilize citizens for voter registration. Therefore, as NDD, we wish to call upon all political parties, civil society organizations and faith-based organizations to rise to the occasion and demonstrate patriotism by supplementing the ECZ's efforts in spreading their awareness. Not everyone is on social media.
In global news, a court in Gabon has sentenced the former First Lady and the son of deposed President Ali Bongo to 20 years in jail following a two-day trial. On Tuesday night,